and welcome to the 14 Sandwiches podcast, episode 2. My name's Martin Bryant, and this month I've been at the Blog Awards here in my home city of Manchester. The awards, now in their third year, celebrate the best in Manchester's blogging talent. There were cash prizes for the winners in each category, with a rather astounding £300 on offer for the overall winner of Best Blog. But it wasn't about the money. The night was all about the blogs. All the nominees for the best writing in a blog showcased their skills in a series of readings, while last year's winner, Chris Killen, talked about the book deal he's since secured. In between all of this, two of Manchester's music bloggers were on hand to provide a soundtrack to an evening that summed up just how much the city has taken blogging to its heart. At the end of the night, I caught up with some of Manchester's bloggers and some of the people who were just along for the ride.
My name is Socrates Adams-Floru and I'm a full-time recruitment consultant. I was nominated for the Best Writing Award, the Manchester Blog Awards. That's why I'm here.
And are you doing a reading tonight? How did that go?
I thought it went pretty well, as well as could be expected. People laughed at some points, which is a really positive thing. That's what I was going for. And overall, I'd say maybe 9 out of 10.
So why do you write a blog?
I've got nothing else to do other than that. I kind of sit around feeling really sorry for myself. And then I just kind of... it started by accident, and it just carried on. Everything's an accident. I don't mean to do any of it, but it just happens. Overall, the evening, I think it was really very good. Very, very good. It's great to see that so many people are doing so much good stuff. And it's a great venue. We had some really good readings. And there's a really nice atmosphere as well.
My name's Maria Rubin. And I'm a film producer and film editor. I really enjoyed myself. I really enjoyed the readings, as I've enjoyed all the readings that I've been to at the Literature Festival. It's just something really interesting when people read from sort of their own personal view as opposed to a novel. So it's a different style of reading. I think the crowd were great. I think the venue was great. And people are blogging about different things, about different parts of Manchester and anything that's to do with making Manchester, you know, up there as the great city that it is, my adopted city. I'm all for it.
I'm Adrian Slasher. I have many roles in life, I think. I work for the Manchester Digital Development Agency. I advise arts organisations about digital stuff. But that's just a job at the end of the day. So I'm also a writer and I also blog as art of fiction. I think it's great that people blog when they've got something to say about something, whether they're political or social or whatever. But from my point of view, I think the reason is the Manchester Blog Awards is so crucial is it's part of the kind of whole fabric of Manchester's cultural life. My view is that The Guardian and the BBC blogs are in some ways irrelevant because they are led by the corporates who are paid to do it. Everyone who sets up a blog for themselves, whether it's yourself, myself, are doing it purely because they've got something to say. And that has to be a good thing.
My name is Sam Easterby-Smith. I've come to the Blog Awards because a good friend of mine invited me along as a date, which is nice. But also because I kind of missed out on it last year and kind of thought, I'm writing far too many blogs for my own good. I should come along to that. And why haven't I been entered in it already? I think it's marvellous. I think it's it seems like a very vibrant little community, and it's very nice to see them as a physical community rather than as a kind of, oh look, there's this link and oh look, there's that link. It's nice to see everyone in one place, or at least a good cross section of people in one place, and good fun, excellent fun.
Now, it wasn't just self-publishing bloggers at the awards. Manchester's established media was represented too.
I'm Neil Sarby. I'm editor of citylife.co.uk, which is a new website. It's part of MEN Media. It's a huge, comprehensive arts, entertainment, food and drink website for Manchester. We'll have our own blogs that we hope to sort of tap into the amazing writing talent that's going on and that's reflecting the city as it is now, which is quite amazing, isn't it?
Citylife.co.uk was supporting the Blog Awards by funding that Best Blog prize I mentioned earlier. But did Neil think that blogs were any threat to traditional local journalism?
I think there are a load of blogs which are boring people talking to other boring people. You know this. And it's a whole world, yeah. It threatens us a bit. I think that as a journalist, I've got certain things I've got to be responsible to the truth. the English language and the reader. Yeah, all those three things. Bloggers sometimes neglect one or two or three of those things, but the best ones are obviously terrific. I don't want a blog just to be someone auditioning for a book. It should be more than that. And I think, yeah, blogging's an amazing thing. The best of it is. The rest, doubt.
The awards were judged by a panel, including the social media guru from the Manchester Evening News, Sarah Hartley. During a slightly noisier part of the night, I asked her how she thought it had gone.
I think it's been great. I mean, we've had a really good turnout. We've had some great readings, very funny, some of them. And obviously, we've been able to reward all the great blogging success of the city. And this event really has grown from year to year, and it is fantastic to see everybody here tonight. It's a little bit of recognition for all those people that spend a lot of time publishing on their own, fulfilling their own little ambitions and passions, really, online. And it's a chance to give them that recognition and celebrate some success. I think Manchester's got a very active blogging scene. I mean, the Guardian named Manchester as the second bloggiest city outside London. And if you think you've got really sort of internet cool places like Brighton vying for that, we've got a very active scene here.
So there you go, the Manchester Blog Awards. Now, if your town doesn't have anything similar, then why not set it up for yourself? You can promote local blogging wherever you are. That's it from the 14 Sandwiches podcast for now. I'm Martin Bryant. See you soon.